gotta say it's fine.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Tiebreaker Radio Show. Third episode, three's a crowd of curries. This is a weekend sports. We got a lot to talk about. Get to the lines and see who already in here. Eight, six, two, seven. The line is open.
You know who it is, your number one sports analyst, Tate. Let's get it.
Mr. Allen in the building. All right, let's go. 6011, first time caller. You on the line, your line is open.
Hey, how y'all doing? You already know it's your boy from Northfield, Ohio, suburbs of Akron, Mr. Awkward Moments himself. Holla at me.
Mike Holmes in the building, man. That's music. You're going to have to cut it out in the background. Hey. That's what I said. Who is this calling into the show? I just muted him real quick. I'm about to turn it back on to see if that's still going on.
Hey,
way to welcome you to the show. That's Mike Holmes on the mic. Way to make it awkward, Mike.
Hey, that's what I do.
So we got a couple people that's going to be late. I know Meech said he was going to be in, get off the ground 10 after he called it in. I don't know what Ryan's doing. I'll take them too, but we ain't going to wait. We're going to go ahead and jump in there. We 2 minutes in already. We had a good week of sports. Warriors got in there and whooped on the Thunder one more time. Say what? The Lakers won? Well, ain't that something? We're going to Jack. We got the Lakers beating the Warriors tonight. What y'all know about that?
Yeah, that was cool.
That
Don't
was
try to act
cool.
Like you didn't know that. Like that's brand new information to you.
I swear I wasn't doing nothing. I wasn't even watching. I was already chalking this up as a loss.
Hey, the Warriors chalked it up as a loss too.
Kobe played. I'm looking at it right now, 112-95. How's it do?
I'm just going
to
say
you get to see any of the game, Tay?
Curry. Huh?
You got to see any of the game?
Yeah, I saw the last maybe 3 or 4 minutes, and I saw Curry and Draymond Green on the bench laughing in the last 3 minutes. So, yeah, that didn't faze them at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were on the bench laughing like during the fourth quarter. Was the game already over or what?
No, it was like the last 3 minutes of the game. The game was still going on. Curry and Draymond was sitting on the bench. Curry, it was like he had the towel over his face because he was laughing so hard at what Draymond Green was saying to him. They didn't care about that.
Wow. So L.A. was just taking it too serious. There's always something going on in the game. Do you think that the NBA wanted to do that to make, to give the Warriors a loss or something? Or you think the Warriors just wasn't getting up for this game because they wasn't worth trying to because you know that the Warriors have been trying to go for the record. They're going for the record. Why would they just
I would have had to watch that. But see, this is the thing about that. Steve Kerr came on record saying that health is more important than, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but health is more important than beating the record, which means that, he's going to rest his players. He's going to take that over. That's going to come over precedence over them trying to break that record. And then at the same time, I didn't watch the whole game, so I don't know how everything really went down, whereas if it looked like they really tried. But if I heard a stat line correctly, which I'm trying to research that, they said Klay Thompson and Steph Curry combined for 1 of 18 from the three-point line.
Yeah, they had a really good
looking at it now. It looked like they was all overall 13% from the three-point, and the Lakers were 37.
that's pretty bad, and it's kind of hard for me to believe that Steph Curry would shoot that bad in any given night.
Yeah,
so I'm looking
at shooting day. From what I could see, they was Steph Curry was like at the not even like 10 feet away from the hoop, missing bunnies. So you know it was a real bad day on the end. Everybody.
The Lakers was leading by 16 in the third quarter. Something was going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Kobe tribute socks they had on.
Well, Kobe only had 12 points.
Everybody
on
the Lakers
had a Kobe tribute sock. So that was just that's unnecessary.
Come on,
y'all hating, man. If Jordan lived in this era, they'd be doing that for Jordan.
If you look at when Jordan went out with the Wizards, they was busting Jordan's butt, and he was trying his hardest.
With the Wizards. He wasn't with it. That's a different – I'm talking about if Jordan went out with the Bulls 20 years. What player goes 20 years with the same team? He basically kept L.A. on their feet. Period.
The Kobe we're talking about right now is not equivalent to – Michael Jordan.
Okay,
but
do y'all think y'all being prisoners of the moment, like y'all couldn't wait for this year? So Kobe, like these last couple of years with Kobe getting old and tired and basically can't be as athletic as he was before. I mean, this is the NBA. I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played 20 years. He wasn't the best he was at the end of his 20-year career, but he was appreciated. You know, this is just the time. This is the time. You know, if Jordan would have stayed with the Bulls, if something would have worked out with the Bulls to where he could have stayed past, it probably would have. But then again, Jordan might not have went out on top if he would have stayed with the Bulls class 1998. You know, things was breaking up, but money moves was happening. It's the reason why Shaq was really let go and traded to Miami. The Lakers didn't think that they could hang on to either of them together as far as paying them both because they both were going to be in their prime. I mean, it's the reason why the Bulls broke up. You know, Michael Jordan was averaging about $35 million a year on salary, and Scottie was averaging, what, a three? They was going to have to start paying these players. It's harder to do that, which was the significance behind LeBron and them getting together in Miami and putting – $45 million three ways. That's basically what their contract is worth. $15.5 million apiece. I mean, we're talking about their money. I did want to discuss that. You know, should we know player salaries? Is that fair, you know, to them for us to know players, like regular people to know their salaries, know what they're being made, and these changes in their lives are being made on TV. Through these types of things, you know, we should trade this player because he ain't worth this much money. You know, how would you feel if you were being talked about your job?
I mean, you just ran through like eight topics in one rant, but I agree with you said. I mean, as far as going back to your original statement about living prisoners of the moment. You know, and did you know was we waiting for this moment with Kobe? Like, hell yeah, I was waiting for this moment with Kobe. But did I be to be completely honest with you? Did I ever think that I would see this? No, I never thought that I would honestly see this moment. I really thought that he would have probably just like somehow retired while still being the best to play the game. You know, or one of the best to play the game, never the best. But, you know, I've been waiting for this moment. I'm happy. I couldn't be more happy. This is the best NBA season I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, you know, that he gone is cool. But the far as, like, the watch the way he's going out, I'm embarrassed that, you know what I mean, for him to be called one of the greatest, the way he's going out is, like, really, like, that's on your record. Just like with Peyton Manning, if you look at Peyton Manning, like he's one of the greatest, but the way he went out these last two seasons, even the last three seasons, if you look at his last Super Bowl appearance, you wouldn't want that on your record. He's more of a, like he's one of the greats, but he's still like a Brett Favre to me now, you know. So.
I mean, at least he won that one. Go ahead, Ryan. I see you jump in. Go ahead and speak on that, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to rant for real. I really didn't see nothing about this Lakers Warriors game, so this is news to me.
No, I actually, you know, I actually missed what the question was that caught in traffic. So what was the question that everybody was answering?
Basically, we was talking about the topics we were going to discuss. We were going to end with the Warriors, you know, talking about the Warriors.
Okay.
I was trying to recap the week. And they just told me that the Lakers just beat the Warriors tonight. So I was like, "Oh, really? What?"
Oh yeah, it was one of the worst shooting performances that they had. But yeah, they
Was it like for 18? Like that's crazy.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Lakers need all the good press they can get. Okay, switch the topics up really quick. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, they went 4 from 30 from three-point line. As a team.
Yeah.
Okay, so switching topics here. At the top of the show, we were really supposed to get into the Hall of Fame coming up. I've been doing some looking. They fixing up the Hall of Fame here, so whoever coming down here, the new inductees, is going to see a whole new rebid stadium down here. But, I'd rather y'all speak on that beef from T.O. and Marvin Harrison. What's really going on with that? Bring me up to speed.
Well, go ahead, Mike.
I think it all comes back to, like, maybe about a week and a half ago, T.O. and Ocho Cinco both, just before the Super Bowl, T.O. and Ocho Cinco were both on Mike and Mike in the Morning. And when they were asking them about them as a player, as far as, like, who's, as a receiver, who they look at and how they felt about pretty much where they at with their careers, they was both saying how they were both understandable and excited about their careers and how if you met them as a person, as far as how they were on the field, you will understand them a little bit better. And then T.O. kind of went on a little rant about how Chris Carter begged his way to get into the Hall of Fame and a little bit of stuff. I think he might have said a little something about Marvin Harrison, how he considered himself as a better receiver. I think that's kind of where it all started, where this little beef incident started. I think that's where it all kind of took place.
Right. Yeah, that sounds about right. As far as how started.
So what I'm hearing is Terrell Owens says something back to him. Man, is this necessary? Is this fair or foul, you know, that they're going back and forth? I see CEO said something back on Twitter, like shots fired, like, going back to, go ahead.
He ain't really, like, go at Marvin Harrison, like, as far as when he said something back. All he said was shots fired, and then I think he posted the a link to the video where Marvin Harrison said what he said about T.O.
No, he posted a link to Marvin Harrison's, it's a link that says Marvin Harrison, a Hall finalist, slain victims, King still seeks answers. It's about that shooting. Remember we was talking about that, Ryan?
Yeah.
You remember we was talking about that? I told you that was going to come up. And so it's Marvin Harrison. You know, he was in trouble for that murder. He was, like, I don't know if y'all remember. Go ahead. I think Meech is in here. Meech probably know a little bit about
it. Me, yeah.
Go ahead, killers, get at him.
No, what you mean? I just came onto the show, guys. Just came onto the show. I'm just saying, welcome me in, you know, make sure the water's warm, you know.
Somebody made their corner store stop on the way home.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
All right. show's about to get interesting, ladies and gentlemen.
Past interesting. So, Meech, man, tell me what your thoughts is. Are you up to speed on what's going on with Theo and Marvin Harris? Apparently, you know, Marvin Harrison said something concerning, you know, T.O. being, you know, not inducted in the Hall of Fame. Now, I live in the Hall of Fame, you know, the city, but I had no idea for real just till since last week that Marvin Harrison was being inducted and T.O. wasn't. For real, I think that
that says a lot.
That's egregious. That's egregious.
Especially as the host.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be making a shot at Suge. I was just saying that says a lot about Marvin Harrison. I forgot that dude even played in the NFL.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, no. I mean, y'all go ahead. You know, I think it's very rude, you know, to come in late and then be the first one to speak. So I'm going to go ahead and let, you know, you guys go ahead and tackle the subject.
That's right. Mutant.
No,
dude.
Nick.
Anyway.
Listen, man, ain't no format. Whatever. Go ahead.
Oh, man. No, I mean, the way I see it is like, yeah, I mean, as far as him, you know, saying something back on Twitter, like, yeah, he says shots fired, and he, you know, posted the link, like you said, and then his very next tweet was him saying that, like, you know, he never said anything bad about Marvin Harrison. You know, I think he even said maybe it's something about, you know, I respect this dude, you know, something like that, and really just left it at that. I mean, I heard the interview with Marvin Harrison. I didn't hear what T.O. had said about Marvin Harrison all prior to all of this, but I heard the interview about Marvin Harrison, and I don't know, I just thought it was just real unnecessary the way that he, you know, came across. You know, he's like, you know, the hell with him, you know, he just kept saying, you know, my jacket's gold. And it was like he was really just bragging on the fact that he became, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. And it's like, honestly, man, like, don't talk about T.O. like that, man. T.O. is better than you, man. Like, know your place, bro. Like, know your place, man. Let's not go pull out the stat book. Let's not go down these stats. Let's not talk about the fact that Peyton Manning is the reason why you are where you are. Let's not go there, man. You know your role, man. Just take your hole.
That's
what
I want.
Let's
give it to the biggest Peyton Manning fan. Come on, Meech, man. Tell me what's going on with your boy Marvin.
Well, you know, I kind of see where Marvin coming from. You know, that wasn't Marvin's first time on the first, you know, ballot, you know, for what I got from ESPN and everything like that. So what he felt like is, you know, T.O. crying about him being not being on the first ballot and everything. But he wasn't made, you know what I'm saying? He didn't cry like that when he didn't get voted in the first time. So, you know what I'm saying? He's basically more offended that T.O., you know what I'm saying, made it about him, like, oh, you know, I didn't get in and making a big fuss when there's other people who were deserving them on their first ballot who didn't get in either. You know, the process will take care of itself, and that if your numbers stand strong, then you will be inducted in time. So I understand where he was just tired of T.O. crying, but, yeah, he did go off, though. I wouldn't have went in like that per se without something directly said about me. But, you know, I do understand the frustration. You know what I'm saying? But that also goes back to the argument, all because you didn't say anything don't mean it's right. You know, he should have spoke up to himself as well, you know, because he got great numbers as well, you know. So,
true indeed.
I do
understand. Ryan, let me get your opinion on that.
I mean, I think that with the whole situation, I did see the thing we were talking about where they were talking about the gun charge, but I just feel more so that what T.O. was trying to say was, from what I had heard and what I was reading, is that he mentioned the gun charge because they were talking about, like, they was basically trying to take shots at his character. So, like, if you want to take shots at his character, he's just basically putting out facts that are already out there. So I think Marvin Harrison was just in his feelings and just felt like maybe he was coming at him when he said it, and it went from there. He went way too far. Like, I might have to see that man if it would have happened, depending on the situation.
Right.
But
so you
saying?
So you saying Marvin crossed the line? He didn't have a reason to cross that line.
Yeah, he had no reason. It wasn't like the man, like, made up a story on him or, like, oh, you hear this rumor? Like, it was a fact of something that happened, you know. So I think he just went too far.
Mm-hmm. As far as that. But then he did put that up there, that shots fired, and he goes straight to that link. A few minutes after 9 p.m. set time Saturday, Pro Football Hang will reveal its 2015 class inductees. Among the 15 finalists includes Marvin Harrison, Philadelphia native, and home in Philadelphia. Yeah, I think it is. I mean, the article here is questioning itself, is questioning Marvin Harrison being inducted. So I think it was, you know, T.O. was definitely firing a shot back. I'm looking from the back from the front, so.
If I could just cut in for a second, I was just reading a little article from the 4th about the Rich Eisen show. He had T.O. and Deion Sanders on there, and he was pretty much explaining after the shots fired tweet, you know, he put out a couple more, pretty much saying how, like, in the interview, he was saying how he wasn't trying to fire shots at Marvin Harrison. It was kind of just blown out of proportion. He was pretty much, like Ryan was saying, using that as an example. He was using that, as T.O. said, he was using that as an example to show the flaw of the voting system about how they Hall of Famers are voted in based off of their who they were, not exactly who they were on the field. And so he was using that as an example. And he was basically saying he wasn't trying to fire a shot. He was just stating facts. And then, as we know, he did retweet that he wasn't trying to piss anybody off.
All right. Well, that's deep.
I guess we can all agree that Marvin Harrison was in the wrong.
So y'all definitely think we all in agreement that T.O., like, on the field, is he better than Marvin Harrison?
Absolutely.
I mean, I think Absolutely. when you look at it, a lot of the things that comes into play is people's characters. Because if you just put the numbers out on a piece of paper and don't put and like cover up the names, it's clear who you would say would be in the Hall of Fame and who's not. So it definitely has like issues with how people, journalists or whoever votes, feel about the type of players.
I would have to totally disagree. I think that Marvin Harrison definitely, his numbers, I would say they both do deserve in there, but I don't think you can say one is more deserving than the other one. I mean, I feel like Marvin Harrison, I watched T.O., you know, I'm actually a T.O. fan. He dropped a lot of easy passes. Yes, he's known for catching the tough ones, but, I mean, to me personally, I mean, a better receiver is somebody who you can trust all the time, like a Larry Fitzgerald, somebody who's shorthanded. Marvin Harrison was always shorthanded. That was Peyton Manning, those two guys before, you know, the legendary Reggie Wayne came. You know, I know Dante Allen know all about Reggie Wayne, but Marvin Harrison definitely, man, his numbers, his ability speak for itself. I mean, I know he's not, you know what I'm saying, that Paul, no, he don't have that.
Not over T.O. That is, come on, that is law. No, Marvin Harrison ain't better than T.O. I don't care what the numbers do lie right here. The only numbers, touchdowns. He got him by like 30-something touchdowns.
But also,
better than
you can say that, but that, I mean, plus, don't that mean, I mean, T.O. is bigger. So in the red zone, where are you going to throw it? You going to throw it up for a fade to T.O.? Or you going to risk throwing it short to a short person? I mean, that's his offense, though. T.O. wasn't just catching no crazy bombs out running people. He was, but not all the time, though. Like, it's different offenses. There's other factors that go into it. You can't just say that, though, because of touchdown. You can't say that. That's like saying LaDainian is the best running back of all time, then. But they ain't the best running back of all time, too.
All right, Tay.
I mean, numbers don't lie. That's all I'm going to look at, man. Like, Reggie Wayne, like I said, man, a dude would not be where he's – I'm not Reggie Wayne, but Marvin Harrison, dude would not be where he's at if it wasn't for Peyton Manning. So, I mean, I don't think he is all that great. I rag on, you know, Marvin Harrison and everything, but I respect him, you know what I'm saying? I respect what he did do. I respect his numbers at the same time. But, I mean, if you really want to put his numbers up against, you know, T.O., then, you know, I'm going with T.O. all day. I mean, just looking at the numbers, only Sam Hershey. The only thing that, I mean, really feel like Marvin Harrison really had over him, well, I ain't feel like the only thing that Marvin Harrison did have over him was, I mean, the receptions, you know, and that wasn't even by much. That was by maybe a season's worth of touches. I mean, other than that, take a back seat, brother. Don't touch nothing. Just get in the car. Enjoy the ride.
Pause.
And get a mute for that one. All right. So, last topic, man. So, I'm gonna let y'all choose. Do y'all want the NBA or y'all want that NFL, man? Deflategate or the Warriors? What y'all want? I really want to talk about that Deflategate for real, because I don't think that that's getting enough attention. Just to be
all
honest.
Right, I'm voting for the Warriors. I'd rather talk about
okay.
the Warriors than damn Tom Brady. Hey, during NBA season, we talking about Tom Brady and the Deflategate. The hell show is this?
Yeah, it is. Another mute. So we'll start off with the Warriors, but we'll start off with somebody else. Go ahead, Mike. So, man, you think anybody is getting with the Warriors this year? Anybody got a chance at beating them? Anybody?
It's going to be a close call, I'd say, if the Warriors have to see San Antonio in the Western Conference Finals, then they know they'll give them a little run. It might go 6 or 7. But I think it all comes down to the wire, rather somebody get injured or not, based off of no injuries. I'm thinking the Warriors going to the finals again, my personal opinion.
Okay, go ahead, Tay. Go ahead, you got next.
I mean, I don't see nothing changing. I agree. I mean, I feel like they on a hot streak. I mean, and it looks like right now, man, it's going to be their year, unless really – you know, they get taken out by San Antonio or Thunder, which really don't think that's going to happen. But L.A. Clippers might be the best, you know, shot at taking them out, you know. But other than that, man, I really don't see anybody really stopping them. Need Steph Curry to just roll his ankle one good time, and then we good.
Hey, so Ryan, do you think that Kyrie Irving being healthy can get the Warriors, get the Cavaliers past the Warriors? Should they meet in the finals?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that the Cavs have the right pieces to beat the Warriors. I mean, what people fail to realize is that the Cavs were up 2-1. They had the chance to go up 3-1, should have went up 3-1. And they, due to the injuries, I mean, they just couldn't seal the deal. So I think that with a healthy team this year, adding a new addition and having the right coach, that they're definitely in a position to beat the Warriors this year. I think that what's going to be key is health. Just as long as everybody's healthy, you go cruise all the way through to the finals. So once you get there, just got to handle business.
Mike, what you think? You think anybody messing with them Warriors out there in the West, or you think the Cavs can take them out, like having an easy run in the East? And then just being really prepared for the Warriors, you think they could take them out 7 games?
Damn, I might get too hot. I might get too talking about the Warriors.
Oh, yeah, based off of what you said, I don't think so. Just listening to what Ryan said, I hear a lot of people, as far as like Cleveland talk, say, you know, as the Cavs merge together, they just get better. But as the Cavs is getting better, slowly the Warriors are getting better too. So, like, even when the Cavs finally turn it on and play for real for their playoff run, what's to say or to stop the Warriors from actually turning it up a little bit more from what they're doing? That's all.
Alright, Meach, finish it off.
Damn, everybody else get a lead in. Everything, I don't get nothing. It's crazy. With the respond to what Mike talked about, because he don't know what he's talking about. He said the Warriors getting better. They be playing on a historic run the whole season. And they just lost to the Lakers. How are they getting better? That's crazy. What are you talking about? How are they getting better? Plus, they adding new pieces late. I understand they, like, you know what I'm saying, riddle with, like, they had their little injuries and everything, but I would say that they're
Mike
playing
that level. Over how are they getting better, boy?
Damn, so people get the rebuttal too? That's crazy. Hey, man. Hey, I almost said, hey, man. Fuck Suge. Fuck this radio show. Come on, yo.
Hello. That's the best caller we've ever had. Loving for his English. And you're out of here, buddy.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Top of the rock here, man.
We got 15 minutes.
Oh, we got 15 what? Minutes?
Yeah,
yeah,
we got 15 more minutes.
Yeah, it's recording. I told y'all it's 45 minutes we recorded. We just only live for 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But we don't have the ability for any other callers to call in, so I just record them all, and then we're going to upload 45 minutes worth of episode. You dig?
Well, then, I mean, I guess you could go on to that next topic for real, like, if you wanted to talk about
That's
it.
Why I didn't understand. I was trying to let Beach get the bulk of this thing. Tripping. I was
yeah,
look, he came in late.
Yeah. I was trying to let him finish.
Well, okay, so I also had... Okay, so y'all said the Warriors. What do y'all think about the Spurs? The Spurs just picked up. Who did they just pick up in free agency? Who was that, Ryan?
Kevin Martin.
Another shooter. I mean, who do you think that's for? That's for the Warriors. Probably to, you know, play catch up. What y'all think about that?
Well, I think it was definitely a good move. I mean, to me, the Spurs don't really need to do anything, but they have the right pieces, and I think that that's the team that's kind of being looked over in this whole thing because, I mean, they really only have three less losses than the Warriors, and it's like people don't even talk about them. Like, yeah, they're not going to break the record, but you know how the Spurs are every year. As long as they get to the playoffs, they got a shot no matter what seed they're in. And they're not one of those teams who have to play at home, so they can play on the road and still beat you. Like, I think that they're definitely undervalued this season. Like, people aren't respecting a lot of what they're doing.
Go ahead, whoever wanted to go next. Y'all, all three of y'all lines is open. I'm going to leave it up. Just be respectful. I just really wanted to, because I had an opinion maybe somewhat on the Warriors, but, I just think that they're going to fail just because they're trying so hard for that record.
I mean, I definitely agree with that. I mean, like, for real, I mean, Spurs is every year in and out. They quiet as kept, you know, one of the best teams in the West. So, you know, they spot pretty much is solidified as far as, of course, the playoffs go. So, I mean, it really is. It's just really all about just getting to the playoffs. Once you get to the playoffs, it's a fair game for everybody. And, you know, the Spurs is definitely one of the teams that you want to watch out for if you're in the West, West Conference. So, you know, the Warriors, they're cool, you know, everything good, man, but you just got to wait till you get to that playoffs and see how everything play because it's a whole different type of basketball game once you're in the playoffs. So the Clippers, you know, got to the playoffs the last couple of years just by throwing alley-oops for 48 minutes. just throwing alley-oops to each other. It was just dogging teams. And then as soon as they got to the playoffs, it was like, oh, yeah, we got something for them alley-oops. Come here, boy. Like, and it was just out for the Clippers. You done. So it's a whole different ball game once you actually get to the playoffs. You just got to be good and you just know how to actually play it and know how to adjust and know how to get your, you know, your team to where it need to be. So the Warriors can definitely be beaten. I think it's a good chance. But then at the same time, I see why they, you know, if they go as far as they do go, I can see definitely why, because ain't nobody really slowed them down the way that, you know, you would want them to be.
Word, Mike.
Yeah, I agree with everybody else has been saying. With acquiring Kevin Martin, the Spurs low key, like they've been very low key, even though they've been high key. At the same time, they put themselves in a position where they can go big and they can also go small. They can run quick and they can slow it down. So they got a lot of pieces that people keep overlooking and not realizing. So I think the Spurs are definitely in a position that they can take it all over again, because, like, if you look back at the other times they won, like, they was never the highly team to – they had, no one expected them to win. So they always put themselves in a position to stay in the top. And then, yeah. I know you said something about the Warriors, but I forgot, so I'm going to just drop it.
Wow. Did y'all see what Meech put in the chat, that the Big Sean photo he put in the chat? How I feel about the radio show.
He said I went back to work.
Came back and kicked out.
Oh,
I thought he really wanted out. He said, "F the radio show." He was saying, "I was like, oh, I was like, once we start cussing a fit, mute, no, I don't want that." Like, he must want out, so I'll grant him his wish. Wanted him to be in, but I wanted him to have some of the last words. I don't know if he felt like we was gonna cut off or whatever. So let's talk about that Deflategate thing. We got to cut with 5 more minutes to talk about Tom Brady. I really did want to get into a little bit, but basketball at this time, man, it's really going to be monotonous, in my opinion, until the playoffs start. This toward the end, the only thing that we're watching is the Warriors. Are they really going to beat the record? Other than that, we know what's going to happen in the playoffs. We're just looking for the – do y'all agree?
What are you saying, that they're going to fall short at the end of the day?
I'm saying, is the NBA season monotonous at this point?
I mean, I feel like the biggest story is you got your Kobe little farewell thing, then you got the Warriors. Can they beat the record? I think once they don't beat the record, then people are just going to be like, okay, let's get to the playoffs, basically, because they're not going to beat the record. Not when you just lose to the Lakers. That's just the...
I mean, only when you look at it, the only teams really a competition left really on their rosters, they play the Spurs 3 more times. I mean, I know they lost to the Lakers today, which was, I ain't going to say it was fluke, because they just shot really bad, but that is a big loss. But if you look at it, a lot of their losses has come to, like, sub-level teams.
I mean, but that sucks, though, for real, though. I mean, like, your losses came to, like, sucky teams. Like, not the good teams. The good teams is actually out there. That's actually the teams you should be worried about. You coming out there and you smacking those teams. But the teams that actually suck and, like, take your record and flip it and put it in reverse, you lose it to these teams. Like, right. That's the part that bothers me about these 6 losses that they got. It wasn't to nobody really important. Nobody that's really even going to make it to the playoffs and really do anything.
Word, but They were actively seeking that. They're saying that they really want to go after that record. Why lose to the Lakers? They didn't have to put that much effort into beating the Lakers. You telling me that the Lakers really the Warriors were just off tonight. That's really what happened?
Man, I don't know. Watching the game, it was a beatdown from beginning to end. Like it wasn't just the Warriors being off. Like, yeah, they shot bad, but they
could like 10 turnovers in the first half.
Yeah, they couldn't stop the Lakers. Like, how can you not stop the Lakers? I don't understand it.
Well, D'Angelo Russell is coming into his own.
Word.
2.0.
So, look, y'all, I got five more minutes, man. I was trying to tell your homeboy Black Superman to call back in.
Nah, he said forget you.
I already said forget
him. Show already.
I didn't know he really didn't want out. I thought he really wanted out when he said that. He said he just muted the phone and put it down and came back and he was gone. I was like, I thought
no
was
need
going
to
out.
Discuss. No need to discuss dead weight. Let's go on.
Oh, dang. Too much. Hey, so all right, man. So I'm trying to get. That's what I was talking about, man. I really want to get other type of sports in there. It's March Madness coming up. They in the conference. They in the tournaments right now, in the conference tournaments right now. So all of those at-large bids, the automatic bids for winning your tournaments are about to come up now. And the March Madness is big. I don't care. It's the biggest sports event when it comes on in March. We got to discuss it.
Oh, absolutely.
I know Duke lost today. What was that yesterday?
I don't think it was yesterday that Duke took that L.
Was like 76-72.
They're watching mouth. I'm gonna just say that. Watch your mouth. That's all I'm gonna say.
You don't watch your tone. Keep your hands and feet in the car. So yeah, man. So how about the? I mean, I got Michigan State going to the championship represent. I think they're going to be a one seed, too. Michigan State definitely should be a one seed, along with Maryland. That make two straight from the Big Ten. But I really think that ACC is the deepest it's been in years.
I feel like
that's yeah, I think that's a thing that we there. Should you should lay out for next week. Like, you should have – because, I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of people, when it comes to this topic, like, they know, like, kind of the big name teams like Kansas, Oklahoma, you know,
yeah.
Michigan State, things like that. But I don't think everybody really knows a lot about some of the smaller teams. So it gives people some time to do their research and stuff.
So you saying I ain't got my computer in front of me and I can't just look up some names right now?
Well, it's
like,
not.
Like Denver, like Omaha playing
yeah.
right now, you know.
But that's the thing, though. You can't always just look at the like that right there.
Hey,
you can't always.
Wise
you gotta like
said,
actually
hey,
watch the game.
Hey, Wiseman once said, "Fuck you, Jack."
Oh, see, what's wrong with black people today? I said it. Black people today.
Hey, since we're speaking about black people. I wonder if anybody caught that game on Friday between USA and Switzerland in the curling match.
Wow.
I know it's so long. I was fucking brought into it.
No, but Mike, did you go to that Arnold contest that was in Ohio?
Am I still muted?
No,
you're muted. Oh, okay. No, I didn't go to. I went to it a couple of years ago, but somebody had, I was listening to the radio and they said it was last week, and I knew I wasn't gonna be able to make it. And then when I found out it was this week, I was kind of sorry.
Yeah,
Yeah, 50 Cent was there. Yeah,
who was
on the team? 50 Cent was
there.
We got one minute left.
Go ahead, finish off, y'all.
Pause.
Yeah, pause.
Right. Hey.